Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
All right. You know, when you hear music like that, we're going back in time. It is that time to join Johnny Rabbit. We're going back to 1941. Is that what I hear?
You're right. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Good to hear the Andrews sisters, Scott. It's Christmas and soon 2024 will be a memory. So it is a good time for a nostalgic visit with the ghosts of a long ago year that had really a whole lot of promise when it started in 1941. We were out of the Great Depression. We were going to see movies like Orson Welles, Citizen Kane, and even The Black Cat, which was a horror comedy, very strange movie with Bela Lugosi. Well, there was ice skating at the Winter Garden under Bolivar, roller skating at the Crystal Rink, 3411 Cook, nightclubs like Club Plantation over in Delmore, 3617, with stars like Ella Fitzgerald playing there, dining at the fancy Walnut Room at the Gatesworth and Union, burlesque downtown at the Grand and Market, you know, or maybe parking at night on Art Hill or dancing at Forest Park Highlands. And we rode the roller coaster at Westlake Park and Natural Bridge and the Rock Room. Curb service, oh, that was big, especially with the boys in the orange jackets at the Barkmores, such as the one at South Kings Highway in Chippewa. Turtle soup, I love turtle soup. It was a staple of the Bismarck on 12th Street across from the Jefferson, as well as at the Pelican on Grand and Shenandoah. Hey, maybe going to a prom at the Statler at 9th and Washington, pretty fancy. Or just getting a hamburger with the secret sauce from Meat Arts at Clayton and Skinker. We had 115 theaters, like the Majestic in East St. Louis, Lowe's Orpheum, 9th and St. Charles, 25 years old at the time, the Ambassador at 7th and Locust, crossing the famous bar Christmas Window in Midtown, the Empress and Olive, the Missouri at Grand and Lucas, the 12-year-old Fox, 12 years old, the St. Louis at Grand and Delmar. But the new Grand Central Theater next to the St. Louis was dark as it had been since 33. It had never reopened. In 41, Harry Fender retired from showbiz, but played a real-life role as a St. Louis homicide cop. The smart set kept the Chase Hotel elevators busy, going to the new rooftop Starlight Room and Zodiac Lounge to drink and dance. Down on the river, the Admiral, in her second year, was packed with dancers and the biggest dance floor of them all. We listened to The Land We Live In, plus Cardinal Baseball with Frantz Laux here on KMOX. The one-year-old Carl Millis sculpture fountain, the wedding of the waters with those nude figures splashing in front of the soon-to-be busier-than-ever Union Station, was avoided by the modest who got the sculpture renamed the Meeting of the Waters. And they wanted the figures to be redone with clothes, but that got nowhere. Outgoing Mayor Barney Dickman was replaced by William D. Becker. Unfortunately, he died in 43 in a glider crash. Governor, he was from St. Louis, Forrest Donnell. Streetcars glided over dozens of city and county streets with waiting riders standing in the safety zones as they watched car, truck, and bus traffic speed by inches away. The riders also kept an eye out for the vehicles that often bounced in and out of those trolley tracks. The only automobile-based shopping center was the three-year-old Hampton Village, Hampton and Chippewa, with its colonial Williamsburg-style buildings and a Bettendorf supermarket said to be the largest in the world in the center of the center. Downtown bustled and boomed as our nexus of commerce, entertainment, and trade with Famous and Sticks and Shrugs and Jackets and Sommerfelds and Clydes and Boyds and Greenfields, and I could go on. But one of my favorites was the Nut House. That was right across from the Lowe's Steak. There were shopping districts and communities like Granite City and Maplewood and Wellston and Normandy. And in the city, we shopped in West Florissant and Warney or North 14th Street or Cherokee or on the Hill or on Broadway. Franklin Avenue and more, and of course Grand, all the way from the White Water Tower to Carondelet Park. Each neighborhood had at least one bakery, a few taverns with jukeboxes playing songs like Jimmy Dorsey's Blue Champagne. There would be a drugstore, too, a good place for a new grape soda, a confectionery, markets, a poultry store, ice cream shop, a cleaner. They had everything in every neighborhood, and it was just that, a neighborhood like a small town in which everybody really knew everybody. In 41, we had cobblestone streets, brick sidewalks, and gangways in the old sections. In the newer areas, concrete streets and granitoid sidewalks. But in St. Louis Hills, the sidewalks were actually red. There were alleys and ash pits and cold chutes and bends and clotheslines and poles. And in the Shaw area, the nightly 9 o'clock whistle from Lincoln and Myers and kids hurrying home. And kids walked to school. Parents often walked to work. Busing, that's what farmers' kids did. Families gathered around the radio to hear nightly shows and KMOX like Amos and Andy. TV, that was 6 years away. The Post's Dan Neiman had an article related to 41 in last Tuesday's Let's Eat section in which he mentioned the weird chop suey sundae that was served in 1941 at the Warner Brothers Studio Commissary in Hollywood. The first 11 months of 41, hey, they were really good and filled with hope. Then came December 7th. Next week, we'll have a variation on the current Once Upon a Match fairy tale puzzle game as we use my matchbook collection to take us to places of the past. On New Year's Day from 10 to 1, it's going to be the KMOX Johnny Rabbit special, Welcome to 2025, with a dozen guests, including John O'Leary. Then on Tuesday the 28th at 10:30, I'll be at the center of Clayton with a program for Oasis on the 60s. Now let's catch up on today as we return to Mr. Christmas, Scott Jagow, who's basking in the glow of the color wheel lighting the newsroom's aluminum tree. Here he is. There's Scott Jagow now.
Yeah, we don't have one of those.
Oh, nuts.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay, thank you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Coming up in the next half hour of Total Information AM Sunday, I'm digging into the archives. I've got three good things from June and a roaming St. Louis from March, and Tom Ackerman will give us the latest on sports, plus the news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.